Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike Dottillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be here till 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network right here on the Big 870 WWL. It'll be our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will take over. He'll be the host, and he'll have on with him tonight Saints head coach Dennis Allen, and his guest tonight will be senior offensive assistant Rick Dennison, who's coached, man, a lot of football in the NFL.
Well, 28 seasons in the NFL.
28. Man, you chalking it up pretty good. And then at 7:30 tonight right here on the Big 870, the Baltimore Ravens play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and if you come here to the Silver Slipper, see if you can get a square, and maybe Bobby and I can tag team this up and hit another score.
You can win a couple of thousand.
My thing with it is, I still live in the country, always have. People say lightning don't strike twice in the same place. No, you ain't live where I live. They didn't hit the same tree. I've got a tree that's been hit 3 or 4 times. So I'm going to tell you, maybe we can do that tonight. Bob, you had to step away for a few moments, but the Saints did come to terms with Marquez Valdez-Scantling, and we've seen him play. Somebody sent me my initial scouting report when he came out of college, and he was like, Mike, you were never so right about a player. Got great size, unbelievable speed. He sub-4.4 guy for a 6'4" player, but he was so inconsistent as a player, as a route runner, and, man, Bobby got the dropsies sometimes. So he'll have a great game, he'll catch 4 or 5 passes, and then he'll drop a couple in one game. But he is averaging 16.9 yards a catch as an NFL player.
Well, who we'd expect to average that? Rashid Shaheed. But guess what? He ain't playing no more.
So you need somebody to help out.
Yeah, to be explosive. Yeah. I mean, Rashid Shaheed's out for the season. I mean, so we need some kind of explosiveness. So, Mike, it's going to be interesting. And I think he'll be relied upon and build upon what he did against the Broncos. That being Cedric Wilson Jr. And I think because he's a veteran, that no matter who's the quarterback, he got targeted 7 times and he had 6 catches. He averaged right at 10 yards a catch. He had a touchdown. You know, when that touchdown he caught from a Hayner. Mike, I'm looking at him. I mean, he's a 7-year going from Boise State. He was originally with a free agent with the Dolphins. So, Mike, I think you'll see more of him also contributing when Chris Olave comes back from the concussion and all that. But I think you'll see more Cedric Wilson involved.
You got no choice at this
point. No. And then you look at Tipton. Tipton got targeted the most by anyone. He was targeted 9 times. He had 6 receptions for 45 yards. Now, a long gain of 9 yards. He was the talk of camp. When you talk about
the hamstring injury.
The rookie from Yale in training camp, you know how as much as we talked about Chase Young rushing the passer on the defensive side, I think Mason Tipton in California was that rookie from the Ivy League from Yale that caught everyone's attention.
And Bud Means,
yeah, from Pitt, just more opportunities. Bud Means got targeted 5 times, 3 catches, 12.5 yard average, so it's all about opportunity. I tell you that all the time. Okay, you're on a team. So what if you're on the team? Now you get a chance to really contribute. What are you going to do? You take advantage of the opportunity? Do you play and make plays?
Yep.
Because if you don't, they'll go in a different direction. You might say, oh, I'm living the NFL lifestyle now. But you got to produce.
Exactly.
If you produce, I don't care if you're Wilson, whether you're Bub Means, or whether you're Tipton. Mason Tipton, whatever it is, okay, here's your opportunity. Rashid Shaheed.
Now play like a starter.
Exactly. Play like a starter. Give him the opportunity. You target, do you catch the ball? And the one thing I think you have to be encouraged going forward, and this is dealing with Spencer Rattler, and then you could say Jake Hainer also before Derek Carr comes back in the fold. But if you Wilson or Tipton are above means, with those young quarterbacks, you'll have a lot of opportunities because they practice with you. And so they'll give you those opportunities to make catches. Now, the one thing I was encouraged, I wish Derek Carr would do more of this. Maybe he might going forward, is getting the tight ends involved. Now, you look at Foster Morrow and you look at Juwan Johnson. Mike, I'm looking at just what occurred, and this is as of late. We have targeted them in the last two games. Okay, if you look what occurred against Denver, they had seven targets. They had five catches, 75 yards. Now, they've been targeted back-to-back games. So I think that some area that Derek Carr, whether you're dealing with injuries on the offensive line, that you can't take advantage of. So in other words, the ball could come out quick.
And fast.
Yeah, and then, I mean, I'm not going to say you get like these chunk plays, but look, Foster Morrow, he had two catches, but he averaged 19 yards. Juwan Johnson had three catches. He had a long gain of 12, so he averaged like 6 yards a catch. But it's those opportunities to utilize the tight ends. And I know Derek Carr knows how to do that, but it just so happens to be that the last 2 weeks, Spencer Rattler and Jake Hainer has utilized the tight ends more than Derek Carr to start the season.
Charlie, triple option feature. Charlie, we'll let you go first.
Guys, I'm going with Trey Murphy's extension. It's great news for all Pelicans fans that they got this done ahead of the 6 p.m. deadline for members of that 2021 class. Trey Murphy, who was picked 17th in the 2021 draft, has been awesome for the Pelicans. Mike, you know I've talked about this ad nauseum. He's a core building block for this team. This past season, he averaged 14.8 points, 4.9 rebounds, 2.2 assists, and 0.9 steals per game while shooting 443 from the field and 380 from behind the arc. He's been a sharpshooter in his career, a guy that, as we mentioned, core building block, someone that they obviously love and they handed that big extension to. And now if you're looking at the players that are tied under contract from that 2021 draft class, you got Jose Alvarado, who's tied down to 2027, the backup point guard. Herb Jones, first-team All-NBA defensive wing, tied down to the team through 2027. And then now Trey Murphy, tied down through 2028 with that four-year, $117 million contract, guys. I'm a big fan of it. I think, you know, you get a guy basically that you're tying yourself to, but at the same time, you're getting them at $30 million average annual value, less than that, actually. So I think we could look up in this contract maybe in a couple of years and think of it as a steal.
Well, we got Danny in the house. I'm elaborating a little that a little more. But well, glad to see you, Danny. We need to do the point after at your place. Yeah, okay, you have a question. Okay, I don't know if we do a live mic anymore. But anyway, let me tell you about the triple option. I've been sitting on this. It just shows you how the NFL continues to grow. You know how we love the Super Bowl in the United States? It might not always be here because you can only build so many new stadiums, you know? Then all of a sudden, money's going to talk. I thought it was interesting in Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell said the Super Bowl outside the United States is a possibility.
I think for him it's a probability.
But that's almost like blasphemy. What? We're not going to have the Super Bowl in the United States? But it's international. Look, the world's global. But, Roger, the NFL's international growth plan could include a Super Bowl outside of the U.S. Roger Goodell made that statement. Now, Goodell has shot down the idea in the past, but he told a fan forum, you know, we're playing all these London games, internationals games. He told a fan forum that London, that's a possibility. Because if you look at Tottenham Stadium, I mean, it's as good as anything they have in the U.S.
Oh, it is.
And that
whole
atmosphere. Now, show me the money and all that when that comes about. But we've always, now this is Goodell, we've always traditionally tried to play a Super Bowl in an NFL city. That was always sort of a reward for the cities that have NFL franchises. He said, but you know what? Things change. Things change. It can change year to year. And Goodell floated the idea as he outlined a plan that could include, now think about this, not only the Super Bowl, but a plan that could include playing 16 international games every year to try and broaden the brand
okay,
and horizon.
Bob, who's his boss?
The owners.
The 32 owners. He's not saying that without them telling him to say it. But the owners can sit back and say, well, it ain't us.
Yeah,
it's the commissioner that said it. Well, you the boss. The 32 owners tell him what to do.
Well, the thing is, even if you look at like in Eastern Europe, you know, like the games right now, you'd see, you could see definitely games in England. We have games in Germany, but even going beyond that, I can tell you right now, they got a stadium in Budapest, Hungary, which is like Eastern Europe, yep, that can hold an NFL game. So you're exploiting the brand. And then even like in Spain, Barcelona or whatever it might be. No, that's why when I went at that, I said, nah, you see that. Now, look, we've been even Brazil. So when you look at 16 international games every year, yes, that's happening.
Because basically that says I don't have to put a team there, but I can play there
and promote
for
the game.
An entire year and promote the game in Europe.
Without a doubt.
And so,
and even in South America.
And so that is something that people, oh, Roger Goodell, he comes up with these things. No, he's being told to say that.
Right.
The owners have come up with that idea because he poo-pooed it in the past. He said, no, that's not going to happen. Now it's a possibility. We'll be back to finish it up here on Second Guess right after this break.
We have Danny in the house from Felix.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're finishing up here on the Second Guest Show. Mike to tell you along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi at 6:30. We'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. And right here on the Big 870 WWL will be our Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Mike Haas hosting. He'll have on the show tonight Dennis Allen, the Saints head coach, and his guest tonight will be senior offensive assistant Rick Dennison. And then right after that, 7:30, Monday Night Football, Baltimore Ravens, Tampa Bay Bucks. Bob, Danny has a question that he wants us to answer.
Yeah.
About with so many receivers from the SEC and the fact that the Saints have paid a lot of attention to Ohio State players, especially at the receiving core.
Well, and I don't know why.
I can tell you. Brian Hartstein, who is the receivers coach and senior offensive assistant there, was drafted into the NFL by Jeff Ireland when he was with the Dolphins. There's a connection between Jeff Ireland and the receivers coach, and they get a lot of inside information from Brian Hartstein.
Yeah, it seems like the Sean Payton, though, going way back, we've always had that Ohio State connection. And, I look at Michael Thomas, and he, contributed at a high level. Then he slacked off. You look at Marvin Harrison. No, they'll always have top receivers at Ohio State. But to say, look, even Wilson with the Jets. But to say that you're truly best of the best, they're not on their LSU's level.
They're not Jamar, not Justin.
Are they not at, but look with the Seahawks from Ole Miss.
DK Metcalf.
DK Metcalf, they ain't on that level. I mean, I'm just saying, producing at that level. Now, what I'm concerned with, though, is still with Lattimore. Our greatest cornerback in Saints history I think, does he know how good he is? And he's like, whether he's checked out or all of a sudden, is that a convenient hamstring injury that he's looking to his future? And then all of a sudden, will he be available to play against the Chargers?
Because one thing with him.
Because Paulson Adebo is out for sure.
When he's on that field, he takes away one side completely. He's that good. Now, people will argue with that. Oh, he ain't that good. No, he's that good. Look at who he goes up against. Now, they don't kind of swing him to the top receiver.
Right, right.
But, man, when he's up against somebody, he shuts that down.
But who's been the Saints killer when they play Tampa Bay at wide receiver? And he's a Penn State guy.
Chris Godwin.
It ain't been the A&M guy.
Because you know why? They've normally had Lattimore head up against Mike Evans.
He had one good game against Lattimore, but Chris Godwin's the one who's been a Saints killer.
Man. You know who he reminds me a little bit of? Eric Martin.
Yeah.
He reminds me a little bit of Eric.
Now, he gets yards after the catch.
No question. That's it for the second guest show. We'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network here on WWL. Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss, Dennis Allen. His guest tonight will be Saints Senior Offensive Assistant Rick Dennison. Thank you for listening to Second Guest. Hey.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.